Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of the Survivor Amazon DVD commentary. I am Rob Cisternino, and I'm here with the winner of Survivor the Amazon. Here is Jenna Maraska.
Hello, this is going to be so fun.
Jenna, I have to say, I am actually very nervous to do this. Maybe I have not been so nervous since before we started the actual playing of Survivor the Amazon.
You're such a nervous Nelly.
Well, I want this to be so good because this has been, when we're starting to record this, this week, this is 10 years exactly that we went to go play in Survivor the Amazon. So I think this is sort of like the perfect time to go back and revisit what was happening 10 years ago.
Oh my God, I'm going to be so embarrassed by myself. I know it.
This is like our high school 10-year reunion.
Oh gosh, why has it been that long?
Since high school or since the Amazon?
Since the Amazon. But the only thing that makes me feel better is that I know that there's other Survivor seasons who are way older than us.
Yes, there are actually 5 seasons of Survivor that are way older than us.
As long as there's one, I'm happy.
Okay, so the way this is going to work is that Jenna and I are here. We are in separate places, but we both have the DVD of Survivor the Amazon paused and ready to go. So if you want to listen to this commentary along with us, what you're going to do is have your DVD ready, and then when we say hit play, that's when you go ahead and hit play on your thing, and you'll be completely synced up with us. Now, what we're looking at is the DVD of Survivor the Amazon, the ones put out by CBS through Amazon.com. And if you don't have those yet and you want to get them before you are listening to this, you can go to robhasawebsite.com/S6DVD. And that'll take you right to the Amazon. This is confusing. The Amazon, Survivor Amazon link on Amazon.
Is that ironic that Amazon is named after our Survivor season? They must be really big fans.
Yeah, well, that is pretty amazing. So, yeah, if you need Amazon on Amazon, go to robhasawebsite.com/S6DVD. And Jenna, we have so much to get to with these episodes. I'm very excited, but do you want to just jump right into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So for you guys, I'm going to count down this isn't the actual countdown. I'm going to count down, and when we get to one, that's when you're going to hit play on your DVD player, okay?
Are we hitting play on 1 or 0?
There will be no 0. There'll be a 1,
so
I'll ring the bell also,
it'll
okay?
Be 3, 2, 1, press play.
Yes, okay?
Okay.
And then we're going to watch this continuously and not pause it the whole way through, okay?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Ready, Jenna?
Yes.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Okay, so we are you seeing what I'm seeing? We are looking at this big boat that we were on?
Yeah.
Okay. What were you thinking while we were on this boat? Where were you on the boat?
I you know what, to be honest with you, I was out of the sun. Because remember,
yeah,
there were some people that were sitting in the sun that were just like baking.
Yeah. Well, they had to they positioned all of us in different places on the boat. Which, you know, was kind of fun. And this really, you know, how many times did Jeff do this speech?
Oh my God, that's the thing. That's what people don't know. Jeff did this speech like literally 10 times. And so the people that were in the sun, like, pretty much had like third degree burns by the time he was finished with just his opening, I'm a genius, I know so much about the Amazon monologue.
Yeah. Jenna, did you see any of these animals at any point?
The only animal I saw were ants and spiders. My dad said he saw an anaconda, but I don't know if it was a prop or not.
Yeah, who were the sun people that got this bad sunburn? There's,
oh my God,
you. There's
my stupid cowboy hat. That hat is so dumb. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Actually, I do know what I was thinking. There was a piece of wire in the hat, and I was like, maybe I could use it later for stuff. I know you guys won't believe that I thought that because everyone thinks I was an idiot, but I actually did think that.
Yeah, poor Dina. She's out there in the sun. Looks like Sean.
Yeah. And Christy was too, but I didn't really care about her.
Oh, come on. You're going to start that already?
No, I'm just trying to get in the moment. Now I like Christy, but I got to get into character.
Yeah. How many times did Jeff say 39 days, 16 people, one survivor that afternoon?
I think he said it like for 39 hours.
For 39 hours, right.
I do like our opening sequence, though, but I do think that you have a really good opening sequence. I think I've always said that. It shows you like doing something manly, right?
Something manly, right, which is they totally did not capture me in that moment. It looks like
no, which is why it's awesome. And they showed me fishing, which is totally not something I would do.
Yeah,
so
it's almost
awesome.
Like I would use this like as my like my social media profile if I wanted to do like online dating. I would like oh, here's me rowing a boat. Yeah.
Yeah,
and it would
see,
be totally not representative of me at all as a person.
But it totally was when the whole world saw you for the first time. I love how they picked this shot of Daniel going over the freaking balance beam. Like,
yeah,
he has
well, they didn't have a lot
forever,
to pick from.
So he can never live that now.
So let's go back to this first day. Okay, now take us through what our day was like and how early we had to wake up to go and get to this point.
I think actually we were woken up in the middle of the night. Because
yeah.
I heard rumblings that we were going to leave that night, so I had, like, eyeliner on me, and I remember just piling on, like, crap loads of eyeliner, like, the whole night, practically, before we left, because I was like, I'm going to go with at least one day worth of eyeliner on.
Yeah.
But we woke up literally in the middle of the night. I remember we walked forever. We took a car ride. We took a boat. We took another boat, and it was
probably
was
like 4 a.m. they
point,
got
right?
us up to go play Survivor.
Yeah, we were already exhausted.
Okay, so now here we get to the point where Jeff is telling everybody to get in the boat, and now he's giving us the fifth girl in a row.
Yeah, there's Heidi's, like, first aha comment. I knew it was going to be all girl tribe.
Oh, are we going to take a shot every time Heidi says she knew something?
Yeah, it's like, really?
This Sean.
It's funny how everyone's kind of a little bit stereotyped. You know?
I don't know, how did Shauna climb down the ladder with that soccer ball?
I have no idea. I think she actually threw it down to one of us. I remember, too, not only was the day long up until this point,
yeah.
like the boat ride from this point on was equally exhausting and long because we had no idea where we were going.
Yeah, why did Dina want to pee in front of the other girls so bad?
But I love the music they play when Roger comes up. It's like that honky-tonk, like, straw in the teeth music, like a banjo, like... like
no, why was it pathetic to Roger that the women were going to be on their own team?
I remember people saying, though, that this season they thought that, like, the editing, they used a lot of, like, special effects, like, music like that with Roger with people, like, the little thought bubbles over people's heads. Like, that was kind of a new thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, they're starting to be, you know, it's Survivor 6. We're starting to get creative now.
Yeah, and then they just, like, stop caring.
Yeah.
Then Daniel, he's, like, the epitome of, like, durr.
Yeah, Daniel Liu says, we're never going to Tribal Council.
My God, what, do I have a loaf of bread in my mouth or something? What's going on?
Yeah, you seem
like
a little tired. It's been a long couple days.
Like someone tranked me.
Oh, hold on. We have to hear Jeff's stories.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff seems to know so much folklore.
You know that I repeated this story to someone once about how it was like the first place for female warriors to one of my professors at Columbia, and they totally told me I was wrong.
Did you cite that Jeff Probst told this to you?
I swear to God. I was like, they were like, actually, that's not true. I was like, what?
Yeah.
You're telling me Jeff Probst is wrong sometimes? I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Literally.
All right. So
almost got me an F on my paper. Thanks, Jeff.
Everybody's very excited for men versus women at this point.
I did like our names. I didn't mind our names. I thought they were kind of cool.
Jabiru and Tambaki. I had a problem with, well, I didn't know, was it Tambaki or Tambaki? So
I think it was Tambaki. And I like that merge name, too. I thought our merge name was good, but we're getting ahead of ourselves there.
Yeah. No spoilers.
You know how you can tell how old this is? By everyone's sunglasses. Like, literally, this. I don't know if it's like, I think the quickest thing to age with people is sunglasses. Because you can literally always tell how old something is by people's sunglasses. And the sunglasses here are, like, horrific.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited to talk about all the things that are different from 10 years ago from now. So I'm glad you've already called that the first thing, which is sunglasses. And what's going on with Shauna? Why can't she untie this rope here?
I know. Talk about, like, getting off to a bad start. But, like,
but it wasn't
I think
a race.
Everyone is so
like,
afraid of making a bad impression, but we didn't even remember that happened, I think, about an hour from now.
But I don't understand why this was a big deal, because other than for appearances of, like, oh, my God, we can't even untie our boat.
Yeah, I think that was it. I think they really wanted to make us seem as, like, unable to do something, as, you know, like, that we weren't going to be able to hack it as women, because they knew, obviously, the outcome of the challenge, and it makes it all that much better to show that we're complete morons up until that point, and then pulled it together.
Yeah. So, Ryan says it's a sausage fest, and his strategy is now out the window.
And you know that a little inside scoop here is that whenever the show is over, one of the staff, I won't say who, that worked on the show came and handed me a note, and it was from Ryan. And Ryan had actually wrote me a note and gave it to somebody on the staff and told them to give to me when I was voted out of the game. Meanwhile, I had never met the guy.
You made such an impression on him.
I never even talked to him.
Yeah. So Ryan got voted out of the game, and then he just wrote a love letter to you?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I swear to God. And because I opened it, and I was like, I never even, like, really talked to this guy other than, like, before the show started. We're not allowed to talk to each other. I just saw him, and I remember him, like, you know, us kind of smiling at each other, maybe flirting with each other a little bit, I don't know. But, like, that's it. Not enough to warrant a letter, I guess, but I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, how do you think Ryan would have done if the tribes were male and female? Do you think he would have done better? Well,
no,
couldn't have done worse.
I don't think there's any woman that still wouldn't have wanted to vote him out.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I think it would have helped him, though, if there were only four men on the team. It was like, well, we can't vote off this, like, strong guy first.
Yeah, that would have worked in his advantage. But I don't know. He wasn't really an asset at the challenge, was he?
And he wasn't, but we had eight, you know, we had, like, you know, seven strong guys and one me. So
yeah,
it wasn't.
Didn't
we
have,
vote
like,
off a
diarrhea
strong person
the whole first couple days?
Yeah, I guess so. He had a sensitive stomach. Hold on. Dave has to give a speech now. I mean, I don't know what show Dave was watching before he came out here. He keeps talking about, oh, we're men of pride, we're men of honor. And then he gives a big speech, too, after the immunity challenge about how we're so we have so much integrity and so much honesty. And I'm like, okay, whatever you say, Dave.
I don't think that I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, I don't think that he was a Survivor fan before he was on the show.
Yeah, probably not.
Because he kind of played that game the whole way through, like, I'm going to try and be, like, honest and truthful, and that really didn't work out for him too well.
Yeah, you know, if this was modern-day Survivor, I think we would say, did Dave apply, or was he a recruit? And I would say that, you know, knowing what I know about Dave, I feel like, I mean, he was from out here. I wonder if he was probably, you know, he ran into somebody and was like, hey, do you want to be on Survivor?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the guy likes adventure, but I don't think that he's up for, like, the scheming.
Yeah. Yeah, he
and
really
that makes a difference. Oh, the box! Oh! I've never been more interested to open a box in my life than on the show.
You know, Jenna, I don't even remember what was in the box.
It was the merch stuff, wasn't it?
Oh, was that what it was? We had the box the whole time. And that's why I knew it was so inconsequential. But I forgot about that. Now, Jenna,
inconsequential. That was a big part of the game.
I guess so. So, all right, Roger's going to tell everybody what to do now. Now, how about this? Now, we all got a machete here.
What was your take a bad idea.
On everybody getting their own machete on Survivor the Amazon.
I don't know who signed off on that, but I know it wasn't the medical people, that's for sure.
Mark Burnett, when we first got to the Amazon, we flew all there, and he talked to us that first night that we all got there, and he was like, "This will be the first season of the show where everyone will have their own machete." They were very excited. Yeah. Very excited.
And we had to go through all that training, and Alex still hit himself in the face with it the day after we were there.
Did we have machete training? I feel like we had sort of
Yeah. Remember? We were taught how to use it and not to do exactly what Alex did.
Oh, wait. Hold on. All right. So here we have some news. Christy is deaf.
And silence. The silence is deafening.
Yes. Well done. All right. So, what was your thought process here when you're thinking that Christy tells you how she's deaf? What were you thinking?
To be honest with you, at that second, I was thinking can we talk about this later? Because I really think we need to get a shelter up.
Really?
It really wasn't important to me because she had said when we were, what people don't see is that we all were talking on the canoe for the hours that we were on it. And she had said the whole time is that, she just wants everybody to treat everybody like normal people. So, I don't really, anytime anyone has any type of disability, even though people don't believe it, I just try and treat them just like they're anybody else, I would think that they would want. And I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I thought it was worrisome that she might not be able to hear us in situations where we would need her to.
Yeah.
But at that point, I was the priority is obviously getting a shelter.
Yeah. I'm not sure, though, why was it a secret? Why did, Dina say, I promise we're not going to tell the boys? I mean, what was it, a strategic advantage?
Right?
Yeah. Was there, if anything, it's if you find out that she's deaf, they say, I feel bad. I don't want to vote her out. But I don't know
the strategic advantage of hiding.
But whatever. It's 2002. There's lots of strategy isn't invented yet.
Yeah, well, true.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yes.
You got so skinny. Because you can tell everybody that you purposely gained weight before the show, right?
Well, I hope people can tell. And when we went to the finale, and I was at my normal weight, Ryan came up to me. And he was oh my God, hey, you got skinny. I thought you were the fat guy on our season.
But people don't know that you did that on purpose, right?
Well, yeah. I think I was about 155, and I put on, I was I'm not going to be able to gain muscle before I go on Survivor. So I just put on 15 pounds of fat. So I'm pretty, might be the fattest I ever was at the start of Survivor.
Do you think that made a difference?
I think so, because I think you have if you don't have a lot of muscle, and I still don't, you don't burn a lot of calories. So having the muscle burns calories. If you're a guy like Alex, who's no body fat, Yeah, here's me trying to cut down the machete.
I love that. And I think
winding up there pretty good.
The one thing that I always said is that everybody I've ever seen, even on the show before we played and after we played, no one was as happy or as excited to be there as you were. And that
this was a dream come true for me. Watching. I'm not even making any progress with that trip.
Did you see how Ryan was literally carrying a leaf back there, a tiny branch while everyone's chopping down trees?
Yeah. But, for me, this is a dream come true. I've been watching Survivor now since the first season. From when I was in college in Oswego, we would have, pretend we were playing Survivor. And, I never imagined I would actually get out there and be on the show and cutting things down, even though I'm petrified and scared out of my mind right now. But I felt okay, I'm with all these guys and we're going to build a good house. So that did make me feel a little better what was going on.
Your attitude about that came into play later on whenever we had to pick teams for that very controversial episode where we had to pick teams, where I can't wait to talk about that episode because I got a lot to say that nobody saw. But your happy, demeanor definitely made a difference. Look at me. Okay. See, people, I actually do stuff. How about that? It's not working, but I'm doing it.
You could be messing up that flint a little bit there.
Needless to say, that was the first fire I ever started.
Yeah. And if you've ever seen people make the fire on the show, they don't do it anyway like what like Janet's like holding that piece of whatever that is, like right up against the knife. And really what you want to do is sort of like spread the stuff out a bit more. Like you don't just stick that thing into the flame and then into the spark and then that goes on.
Bad idea.
I think Janet may not have been paying attention during wilderness training.
No, considering they didn't speak English, that didn't help.
Take us through a little bit about what the Jabiru shelter making was like.
You know what? I think the problem was that we were all split on what we wanted to do. Some people wanted to boil water. Some people wanted some big shelter. Some people wanted to, you know, get food ready. And so we were all split. And, you know, and also the important thing is, like, as sexist as this may sound, we didn't have the manpower that you guys have. I mean, it's just a fact. It's nothing to do with being, like, sexist. It's just the fact that, like, you can see, obviously, our, you know, cutting down those, like, tree skills are not as good, and we didn't have the manpower. So whatever took you guys an hour could have taken us, like, four.
What are you guys cutting?
I don't know. I don't even know why we needed to cut that. We probably could have just, like broken
half of our
knees.
There's, like, logs on the ground. What are you going to do with those?
I'm telling you, people don't understand how much of a shit show that it was, like, at our tribe. Like,
I was so scared the first night. I really was. I was like, oh, my God, there's going to be, like, tarantulas crawling all over me. I really was petrified this first night.
You guys had, like, when you guys got your shelter up, it was, like, the equivalent of, like, the Playboy Mansion.
Exactly. Well, Butch is going to motivate everybody.
Oh, my God, I love Butch. Crazy as he is. He also had a good attitude.
Yeah, he did. And Butch is right about believing yourself. That I thought it was a little corny at the time, but as I've gotten older, that is true.
But Butch is, the great thing about Butch is he is a little bit corny, but, like, that's what you love about him.
Yeah, Butch is great.
Because he just doesn't care. Like, he like believes what he believes, you know, he's motivating, and, like, he doesn't care what anybody else thinks.
Yeah, and Butch really, throughout the whole game, really never had a conflict with anybody. I mean, I feel like Heidi got annoyed with him, but he really never got into it with anybody throughout the whole show. He doesn't have one fight with anybody.
He didn't, and he like, we all got annoyed with each other, but, like, never really with him on any level that was more extreme than just normal, what you would expect by people just living together.
How many times have men from the men's tribe said there's no chance the women are going to beat them in anything so far? What is it,
moving
up to 70?
I mean, more than I can count.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys got the fire started.
We did get a fire started. What people didn't see is that whenever we laid down to sleep that night, you know, they told us in wilderness training, whatever you do, don't sleep on the floor, don't sleep on the floor, don't sleep on the floor. There's too many bugs. What happened is that we were laying down all facing up, and I see this thing coming down out of the trees onto my face, and I think it's a leaf. And it smacks me right in the face so hard. It was that.
Oh!
A giant tarantula, like, fell out of the trees onto my face and then, like, jumped onto the other girls. And, like, I could tell that it was, then we were all screaming. The cameraman was, like, 10 feet away at that point. And I had all those little, like, fuzzy, like, hairs on my face. It was disgusting.
Oh, my God. If I would have seen that thing, I may have quit the game.
It fell on my face.
Yeah, I know. We saw a big one of those in the wilderness train. Remember that guy had to come in with the stick and kill the spider?
It was so gross. And the story that I was telling here when we were around the circle was a funny story about, like, before we got, you know, before we leave for the game, we were kind of, like, holed up in a hotel.
Yes.
And it was, like, our last room service order.
Yes.
And they brought me, like, somebody else's room service order completely, and I was so mad because I wanted, like, my last meal. And they were like, well, can't you just eat this? And I was like, no, it's not my order. I don't want it. And they're like, but you can get into it, can't you? I was like, it's not my order.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I want my final meal like a prisoner.
Like you're on death row. And Jenny, you're talking about food when Christy is very upset right now.
Christy, trust me, she's fine.
She's fine.
She's gonna be fine.
She's gonna be. But she's gonna. Like, she'll be okay.
We didn't know any. Like we didn't. We none of us were familiar with the situation, so we didn't know. We didn't know what was going on. So I mean, I wish she would have said something to us,
yeah.
And we obviously wouldn't have done it. But we didn't know. I mean, it's common sense now, but none of us were thinking that clearly at that point.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. It's day two. The women are not looking so hot here already on day two.
So bad.
It seems like nobody is even up like, all right, here's what we're going to do today, team. Everybody's you guys look like you were out like drinking all night. Like,
oh, that's what it feels like.
Is it day two?
You could tell that Janet, and Janet was like, had just started to realize like, oh,
yeah.
I know. I know. I think this is what fell on my face. This thing that right here. I do. I think that's what it was because I probably didn't go far.
Yeah. I think that maybe you had more of these things over at your camp that I don't think I ever saw any of those at Tamba Key.
No, they were trying to cop a feel.
Yeah, and then he was. Is that what he did?
Yeah, and they wanted to like get some action.
And then there's one that's in the manioc, right, too?
Yeah, that's the one that we just like, you know, don't kill the wildlife except that. I think we should have eaten it. We should have eaten it.
Yeah, put it in the fire, right? Why do you have to burn the spider?
I thought we should have eaten it. You think about that stuff, too. But they say like normally people eat like 10 bugs a year, except if you're on Survivor, you eat like 30.
Yeah, we won't do the math on how many bugs a survivor eats a year. Okay.
I actually think Dina made a really good leader, to be honest with you.
I think so, too. You guys didn't have a ton of great soldiers, but Dina had she was the right person to be calling the shots.
Yeah. Have a nice trip. See you next fall.
As far as food gathering, was there any food to gather over around Jabiru? Not really, right?
No, so those little like nuts, that you could gather. That's pretty much the only thing. I mean, I think we were looking for something else. I think at one point we did find a pineapple, but
yeah,
and that was like the best day of our lives.
See, I don't really understand. What was the issue here with Christy? That doesn't anybody? She's like, well, doesn't anybody care that I'm the only one here? Like, well, why is?
But she offered to stay. So that's what I'm talking about with Christy. Like, she said everyone left me here, but she offered to stay there. So it's like you can't really have it both ways.
I'm not really following. It's not like everybody else was going to go like have fun and like everybody's hanging out. Like they went to go do work, and I don't understand why. If she's,
she's got a great job.
I would love to have Christy's job. All right, Christy, you stay here and look at the water. That's what I'm trying to do over at Tamba Key.
Yeah, you're trying to stay low key.
Yeah, although here now
way.
On day two, though, what I'm trying to do now on day two is I am very self-conscious that people are going to say, "Let's vote out Rob. He's the weakest member of this tribe." And so I'm trying to work as hard as I can to try to get away from that perception.
You really think that was the consensus at your tribe at that point?
I mean, I don't think there's any question. Physically, I'm the weakest person in this group. Now, the good news is that, we have so much manpower and so much strength.
Annoying people.
No, well, that's... That goes without saying, but we have it's just so much strength. It didn't really matter that I wasn't bringing a lot of athleticism to the table. Look, see, there's me with the water.
Look, you have to have people that have to do other things other than manual labor too. That's what people don't understand. Like,
so I tried to take take over a lot of the womanly type roles in the camp of cooking for the
yes,
group.
Yeah, you need
Yeah, I did not want to be with the two guys who are standing around doing nothing and who Roger is bitching about all the time.
Someone's got to feed the tribe, Rob.
Yeah.
And that's important.
Yeah, somebody has to. And so I don't think it's – I'm trying to remember. I don't think it's in the episode, like, these two guys on pulling the vine.
What are
this
they
is just
doing?
A great shot. And Roger is like
are they trying to pull down a vine?
Yeah. You know, and there probably was like that Roger was not even looking at them when that happened. Like, that's probably a shot of Roger looking at something else, but it's such a perfect picture tells a thousand words moment.
They were literally like Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yeah.
That's what they made them look like.
Yeah. But I really like overexerted myself this day. Like, I really started to not feel well. By the end of this day, and I had to go lay down towards the end of the day, and I'm just like, oh my God, don't get sick, don't get sick, don't get sick. I was very afraid that there was going to be like an issue there where I was going to have to, you know. But then I just laid down for a little bit, and it passed. But it's very important.
You think you're getting dehydrated or something?
Yeah, I think so. I think you gotta, you know, make sure you don't lose too many fluids. But the other thing that happened, I don't think it was on the episode, was on day two, Roger came to me and we were getting the water and he was like, you know, I want you to be in my alliance. Like, I like you and we're getting out Ryan and Daniel. And I was like, okay, that's great to me.
Okay, I'll take it. As long as it's not me. That first vote off is literally like anybody but me, really.
Yeah. It's everybody is Sandra on the first vote. They're like, okay, sure. Great.
Yeah, you don't care who it is because you don't know anybody well enough to care about them yet, and you just don't want it to be you.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that. Look, we're counting off the feet in a piece of wood. Like, it's that exact.
Yeah, how do you think that could work?
like we're really measuring things, like we're Home Depot or something.
What was Jean's role in all this? Did Jean want to be the leader instead of Dina?
I think there were a couple of things with, like, okay, so let me just talk about this boiling of the underwear thing.
Yeah, why are you boiling your buffs and underwear on the second day already?
Okay, it's true. Things can live down there when you're dark down there, okay? But I won't say who, but the real reason that started was that there was one person in our tribe, not me and not Heidi, who got their period, you know.
Oh, no.
And we needed to wash that excess blood off any kind of item because of the crocodile. And so I offered to do that. And when I offered to do that, other people threw in their stuff with me. But I was only washing somebody else's things who happened to get their womanly time of the month. That's really why that was happening.
Did the
Nobody
other
knows
people...
that everyone thinks I just wanted to wash underwear. So that's the real reason.
Now, did the other people who threw their buffs and stuff in there, did they know that somebody else's menstrual cycle was going on in the pot?
Yes, we had like two different cycles of pots going.
Okay, and there's just so much estrogen. It's like, hey, we're all women. It's cool.
We all ended up on the same cycle, and trust me, that is one PMS that you do not want to be anywhere around.
Okay, I never knew this.
Yes, we did, because we're all together. You all end up on the same cycle.
Well, no, okay, I knew that. I knew that. I knew that part. I didn't know that somebody went got their period on day two.
Yes, and there was blood everywhere, so we were afraid the crocodiles were like going to come and like.
Yeah, but they tell you it's a big problem.
So that's how it started. I won't say who it was, but it wasn't me. I offered to do it because I was already on like fire duty. And then it became this huge deal, which is so surprising because the people, like Dina, who said something about it, knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah. And just so people who are listening to this know, if they don't know, what is the procedure of, you know, if you get your period on Survivor? What are your options there?
So, well, your options are to remove your ovaries before you go on. And if that's not an option, then you can bring feminine hygiene products, and they keep them, like, like off camp in this little like kind of like cooler. And you could use, they tell you to bring a 3 month supply because either you might not get it at all, you might get it regularly, or you might get it the entire time. Like Dina, she got hers like literally the second day we were there, and it didn't stop until she was voted out.
Wait,
like, so she was literally worried about like her iron because it just would not stop.
Yeah.
So that's why they say bring more than you need. But the gross thing is the disposal of the feminine hygiene products have to go in this little garbage can in the cooler. And the poor PA who has to empty that garbage bag, literally the shittiest job.
But, But Dina was the one that was arguing against the boiling the buffs before.
Yes! Well, it actually wasn't her that happened.
Okay.
To.
Oh, okay. More intrigue. I'm going to guess it wasn't Janet either.
Well, yeah, clearly I don't think that happens much for her anymore.
Yeah. And what was that fishing trip like with Janet? It seems like a real bummer.
Janet, you know what? I think Janet thought that it was going to be easier than it was, like a lot of people think.
Yes.
And I think she got there, and at that, you know, if you don't love it, I think she was just like, I don't know if this is worth it.
All right, let's talk about the Magic 8 Ball. So the Magic 8 Ball was, you know, when you go on Survivor, I gave them a list of things I wanted to bring with me. I wanted to bring the bell. They said no. I think I might have said, like, okay, how about a Magic 8 Ball, an Etch-a-Sketch, a Rubik's Cube?
Yeah.
But it worked out well because I thought if I ever had any tough decisions I had to make, the 8 Ball would be a good tiebreaker.
I think the Magic 8 Ball was great. It was so fun and so entertaining. I got, like, 6 lists vetoed before I, got away with my stupid what I brought. I put on, like, tweezers, lip gloss, a mirror. Yeah. Nope. Chapstick, nope.
yes.
Look at that hair. You know, Heidi actually had extensions in. Can you believe that?
Really?
Yes. Talk about
Is Ryan going to get something from Jenna? Most likely.
Me?
So the Magic 8 Ball was already giving out bad intel.
See, the Magic 8 Ball was already penning that love note.
Yes. Now, yeah. So the Magic 8 Ball really...
Look, everyone looks already.
Yeah. Is there anything that the Magic 8 Ball actually predicts correctly? Let's let's see if we can find...
Yes. You did. You got on the same tribe with her eventually.
I guess so. I should have been more specific.
See? You got to be more specific. See? Yes.
Will,
right.
Yes. Will Heidi one day marry a Major League Baseball pitcher?
Yeah. Will Heidi be the true winner of Survivor? Yes.
Yes. But the 8 Ball was good because, like, basically what I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to, like, I'm going back to, like, my fraternity-type days here where I'm just trying to be, like, I just want to be the well-liked person in the camp and the guy who's there to be funny.
That was a smart decision. It was fun. It was entertaining.
Non-threatening.
Like, when we went to play the Survivor All-Stars, my luxury item was flavored cigars. You know, obviously they never let us bring them on, but they actually approved that, and I was so bummed I couldn't take that, because that would have been a fun one, too.
Yeah, I think so.
But what I ended up bringing on was, you know, we won't talk about it.
Yeah, what was your luxury item?
My luxury item was my sorority crown from when I pledged my sorority. Don't laugh. It wasn't an actual crown. It was a piece of wood that I had all my friends and family sign. And we actually ended up using it to crack nuts. People don't know that. But oh, no, here goes Joanna with her singing.
Yeah.
You know, that singing of, like, the hallelujah, that really got on a lot of people's nerves.
Oh,
surprisingly,
yeah.
It didn't bother me. I actually liked it, and I actually had a decent relationship with Joanna. People don't know that because they never showed that on the show. Like, we spent a lot of time, like, talking to each other alone, like, either in the morning, late at night, and I actually found her to be a really great person. But
Joanna?
Her singing and her religiousness really got under people's skin.
It did. It was irritating.
Yeah, people really didn't like that, and she was really strong and really opinionated, and I really liked her. I was kind of bummed.
I never really had a conversation with her, but she was She like because we never I was never on the same tribe as her. So the first time I met her was at the finale, and she was like kind of a. She didn't like me.
Why?
She didn't like me because she said that my her god is Jesus Christ. She said I pray to the magic eight ball.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my god, that's so stupid. Well, I noticed when she threw a big fit about us having the idol, and that definitely rubs people the wrong way.
Oh, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
So Heidi is just absolutely disgusted with this fish that Gene and Joanna have brought back.
It was literally pointless. Like, you know, you had better chance getting protein by just grabbing a bunch of dirt off the ground. And by the way, that's massage oil that somebody brought.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what she was thinking bringing this, like, edible massage oil. And
what is that about?
Sage as a luxury item, which I think was just legal marijuana, but she wouldn't share it with anybody, so we never
knew. It's always
funny
on Survivor when somebody brings back, like, the goldfish, and then they're like, hey, everybody, we got a fish! And then everybody else is like, really? Really, we have to go through this? We have to pretend that this is actually, you did something good? But it's to the person who brought back the fish, they're always like, hey, all right, he preys on me, I did it.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like
I did it. I brought the fish back. All right,
we spent so much time fishing out there. I will tell you that. Like, I spent so much time fishing. You know, Heidi, Joe, we all spent so much time fishing, and I'll tell you what—it was impossible to catch anything out where we were with that tribe.
No. Actually, out of the three locations, that was actually the best place for catching fish because we didn't catch anything at Tamba Key. And then we hardly
catch anything, but I think maybe it was the bait.
Yeah, maybe it was the bait, but like I remember when we were there for like even I was able to catch fish over by you guys.
Once we started to get like a couple of challenges, like our luck started to change and we started to use different bait. But until that point, we just couldn't really catch anything. Again, I really think it was the bait.
Yeah.
Okay, oh,
so,
no, this is the truth.
Oh, we're going to be tied together.
Daniel and Ryan for the rest of their lives.
Yes. Right.
Literally.
Right. All right, so the girls are pumped up now for a challenge. Looks like there's some enthusiasm now.
I think that we were just excited to get away from camp.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. Change of scenery.
Yep. That's not like tribal council because it was a chance to get away from camp and get warm by the fire.
That's good. So everybody is everybody seems a little pumped up except for Janet.
Yeah, and you hear my I said that if it was a physical challenge and we need to distract them, that Heidi should show them her boobs, which we actually did end up doing later on.
later on. So, what was your thought going into the first Survivor challenge?
I was. You know, like you, I was a huge Survivor fan, so I was so excited that this was actually happening. I just wanted to get started. I felt really good.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Like, when they started making these comments, I was...
Yeah, where Dan is like, yeah, oh, caught fish. Oh. This really pissed off Dave. You'll hear what he has to say when we get back from the challenge.
Yeah, and that's just fired up. I think we were just fired up. We were excited, and I was just so excited that this was finally happening. I probably felt like you felt. I mean, it was, like, actually happening, like, what I watched on TV up until this point. I really couldn't believe it. Look at Matt. He looks so warrior-like already.
Yeah, has Matt had a confessional in this episode at all?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Look at Joanna. Look, she's like, not touching it.
Oh, boy. She's pissed. What, did you like the Amazon immunity idol?
It was okay. I think they could have done better. But, you know, this is a long time ago. Budget was different.
Yeah, it's like a koala type thing.
I never think any of the idols look really that great. I do think Jeff looks totally different, though, right?
Yeah, very young and studly, right?
Yeah, that's before he started wearing his hat.
Yeah, before he got into the weirdo hat phase. Basically, Jeff is like sees you in the Amazon. It's like, oh man, I'm gonna get some hats like that.
Yeah, I gotta get some hats, man. I will say that there were so many aspects to this challenge that I was like, my head was spinning. I was like, okay, we need to go through this again because, like,
yeah. It was dizzying to like sort of go through it. Like, me the whole time, I'm like, wait. So what? What do we have to do next?
I know. You're so nervous and excited, and you've got all that adrenaline and energy, like, and nerves bundled up, and you're trying to listen to instructions,
yes.
And there's 50 different parts of this challenge. It's like a recipe for just disaster remembering stuff.
Yes. The
basically,
flying fox.
Basically, what you just have to do is just delegate who was going to do what.
Yes. Absolutely. And my whole thought process is like, just don't screw up enough that they're going to vote you off. Just try not.
Exactly. Just try not to screw up. That was my like whole theory really up until like the third tribal council. Like,
now, who was your buddy? Was it Heidi?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I was like, just do enough work and work hard enough to make a difference. Don't stand out and don't look like you can't do anything.
Yeah. And of course, Ryan and Daniel end up being, because it's like, no, they were like, Roger hated them so much, like nobody wanted to associate with them at all.
And they were like best buddies at this point, right?
Yeah, oh, and they're all totally BFF. they met each other, and I mean, I don't know, maybe there's still, I have to ask, I see Daniel every so often, I should ask him if he's still friends with Ryan.
You know what, I saw Ryan on a plane a couple months ago.
Yes.
And he's like, Jenna, hey, how you doing? I'm like, good. I'm like, how you doing? He's like, I'm still beautiful. I'm still a model. And I was like, oh, God. And he's like, do you want to come back and sit? It was from L.A. to New York. He's like, do you want to come back and sit next to me for the flight and we can talk? And I was like, no. And he's like, what? I'm like, no, I don't.
Still beautiful.
Have a good flight. This was so hard.
Yeah.
I still don't understand how the heck it works.
Yeah, later on when we have the car challenge, this comes up again, and I don't know if I just totally biffed on how it's supposed to work, or there was some, like, I still argue I knew how it was supposed to work, and there was
I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't want to make excuses.
I was literally just sitting there pretending like, I was like, yeah, 5, 6, 7, 8. I was just yelling stuff out. I had no idea what was going on.
Well, this is really where you guys, this is where you guys start to fall behind here, right? You guys are like, women.
I was so confused. I really thought that we would never get this. And again, I was just trying to make it look like I knew something because I didn't know.
Now, why not have Heidi working on the puzzle? I mean, she has the highest IQ of any Survivor player, right?
Yeah, that's what she said. Me swearing already. Like
seems like a missed opportunity to not have Heidi on a puzzle.
I agree. And I thought, the only thing I thought in my head, I was like, okay, if we lose this challenge.
Yeah.
Then
and
I
now
would,
here I am.
Probably,
I am screwing this up. I'm feeling very very bad about this. And you know, we have to go so slow because we have these two guys going in front of us. So at some point, we decided to start crawling across this. That should have counted. That should have counted. I got all the way across.
I mean, this was quite a comeback. I mean, we were pretty far behind you guys. What people don't know, like we were pretty far behind. You know, it doesn't look like it here, but it was a distance that I didn't think that we were ever going to recover. Yeah. Like I was just starting to think in my head, like, okay, we're going to lose this, and if we do, like, I don't think it's going to be me going home, so I just have to still keep pretending like I know what's going on.
We had to go over this thing three or four times. Like, thank goodness for Daniel and Ryan because I was probably the third worst at doing the balance beam.
It was really discouraging to be that far behind, people don't understand how bad Daniel and Ryan were, because I mean we were really far behind you guys, and they still were on the balance beam like that. Oh, I was actually attached to Christy.
Woo!
He'd BFF forever.
Yeah. See.
Look at that shot.
Yeah, and do any of the women even fall off once? No, right? You guys just go right through.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, it was so easy. It was not even, like, it was, I don't think anyone even bobbled.
The funny thing is that I feel like if I was going to do this today, I feel like I would have no problem with it.
Really?
Yeah, I think I was just so nervous because, oh, my God, it's the first Survivor Challenge. And especially
guys,
if I wasn't...
I don't even think they can have kids anymore after that.
Yeah, especially if I wasn't tied to somebody. I just feel like I could get across this thing on one shot.
Well, yeah, that makes it way easier.
Yeah.
He's like, look, he's like, for the love of God, just drag it.
He's got the head first off the thing.
You guys are so frustrated.
Yeah, so now now the women are get across here.
It was pretty tight for a little, like, I mean, I don't remember, like, but it was pretty, you know, wasn't we, you know, you guys kind of made up for that.
Yeah. I did feel like, I think that you guys have a big head start here on the puzzle. I know people have given me a lot of crap about the puzzle, but I think you guys had started that puzzle well before we started our actual puzzle.
We did. I mean, like I said, you guys, like, we were really far behind, and then we caught up, and Daniel and Ryan, like, really set you guys back. I mean, it's 100% their fault you guys lost.
Yes, definitely. But the episode is edited where it's like, oh my God, Gene and Joanna are like a beautiful mind with that puzzle, and Rob and Dave are just have no idea what they're doing. And I guarantee you,
dramatic purposes only, Rob. Like,
yeah, Jeff's like, oh, we got a rocket scientist and computer guy stuck on a puzzle. Oh,
out of all the Survivor stuff like I ever did and all the challenges I ever did, there was no better feeling ever than the feeling of like when we won this challenge.
Yes.
I mean, I still can remember like exactly how I felt. It was like so incredibly exciting.
Yes. Yeah. And this is just a total disaster for the men. Totally.
Oh my God! More than a disaster. It was.
And producers could not have been happier with this outcome.
No, because this was just like exactly what, you know, it would have been kind of lame if the girls lost the challenge, because that's kind of what like people would have expected, which would have sucked, you know.
Yeah. So. There we go. Women are excited. Men are going to tribal council, and. You just blew it. Thanks for really hurting my ego, Jeff.
And I love how he said, despite your predictions.
Yeah. Well, Daniel did make a lot of predictions.
Yeah, I don't think that helped. I don't think that made a difference in, like, you know, how you guys actually performed. But I think that it made you guys, I mean, I think it made you guys maybe a little too cocky.
Hallelujah.
You know, where you were maybe a little bit too confident that we were going to be that easy to beat.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't think it was going to be that too tough. We didn't anticipate the balance beam being the deal breaker. Yeah. Oh, and now the women are celebrating.
Well, can you blame us? I was pretty, like, we really needed that, you know?
Yeah. And now the women are back to working on the shelter. And now it's all good.
Yeah, look.
it's amazing what momentum will do for you on Survivor.
See, people don't think that, like, I got along with people in my tribe. But, like, if you, like, look at all the people socializing, like, you can see that, like, you know, I was always joking with people or laughing with people. So I think people got so wrapped up in my confessionals that they didn't pay attention to, like, the actual dynamics that happened in the tribe, which is the most important thing.
Yeah. Now the men are all going to beat themselves up. It's not because we had two idiots that couldn't get across the balance beam. It's because we were too cocky. That's what it really came down to.
Yeah, basically.
Yes. See, I gave the women credit, Jenna.
You always did. You always did. And what we noticed is that...
All right, you know, all right, guys. Bring it in. We're going to talk now. All right, sports fans.
Yeah, he's so mad.
He hates Daniel. Dave hated Daniel. I don't know why.
I love this speech.
Yeah. Yeah, lighten up, Dave. Who do you think you are? Yeah, it was. I was a little. I was like, really? Yeah, take it easy, Dave.
He was so mad. So mad.
He was pissed. Yeah. Yeah. Let's give a what do you call that? When you give a high five without hands, what do you call that? Knuckles?
Like pounding it.
Pound it. Yeah. Pound it.
Well, was there even pounding it back then though?
Maybe Alex invented it.
Maybe Alex invented it.
I think he did.
Wouldn't that be funny?
He was the first person on that. But yeah, so Dave's on everybody's case. And for whatever reason, I don't really know why, Dave hated Daniel. But he liked Ryan because they somehow, like, knew each other outside of the game where they had, like, in, like, talking, they had, like, some mutual friend. So Dave liked Ryan, but he hated Daniel.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think he liked Ryan. He did like Ryan.
Well, he says, I won't vote him off. Oh, we're from the same hometown, he says. But I think
that's
actually
not
like
a good reason.
Yeah. So they're from. They somehow they had some connection. I don't know exactly what it was, but
I
in
think
essence,
it was literally just that they were from the same hometown.
I don't know. I think there was actually. I think that was just like a simplified version of whatever it was. It doesn't matter. But yeah, very. Very funny how Dave really just, he was all about, he wanted to get rid of Daniel. Oh, here's Matthew.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's thinking that he ends up going off with these other guys. I mean, this really played into my hand a lot that Matthew ends up getting roped into this alliance, because had Matthew been tighter with Roger, like, I definitely would have been closer to being on the outs if it wasn't for somehow Matthew getting roped into this threesome.
I mean, this is just like a true example of, you know, just like when you're caught up in the wrong alliance that,
yeah,
you know,
so here comes Ryan.
Screw you big time.
Hey, they're going to pick you off one by one. So, I don't know why I didn't just tell Ryan, like, I don't think so. But for whatever reason, I was like, oh, I'm on Survivor. I'm going to play this up. I'm going to, all right, sure. Yeah, I'll go with your plan. Let's do it.
Well, because, you know, you don't know who to trust at this point. I mean, and why should you?
Game, set, match, Ryan. I like that he, like, starts walking the other way, too.
Yeah. He even knows it, too. Like, he's trying to be cool, and he's, like, so embarrassed.
Yeah. I just feel like I was like, oh, I'm going to be the swing vote. Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to...
Were you excited to be the swing
vote? Yes.
I mean, I think that's, again, I think this is, like, most of the time when you get involved with an alliance that, like, goes down in flames as bad as...
Yeah.
Matthew's alliance did, you normally can't recover, but he recovered pretty nicely.
Yeah. But
which is surprising.
Yeah. So I just, you know, was like, oh, I'm right in the middle of things. I'm playing Survivor. I wanted to be on Survivor so bad. I'm like, I'm gonna make the most of this. No reason. Yeah. No reason to go along with Team Ryan and Daniel and Matthew. Although,
well, I think it was pretty clear. Like, it seemed like it was pretty clear who the group was for and who the group was against. Right.
The thing is, though, I didn't know that that Dave was going to vote for Daniel. At least I don't think so. It actually, the vote comes up 4-3-1. So that really, that would have been enough. If I would have voted with Ryan, that would have been enough to get Roger out.
Oh my God, that would have changed everything.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, that's why I would say you change one thing in this game and, like, the outcome and everything involved, like, up until the outcome is probably completely different.
Yeah. By the way, I'm so excited to be a tribal council right now. It's like, oh my God.
We were back at camp guessing who we thought you guys were going to vote out, which is pretty much what we did every time that, you know,
that's what every survivor
tribal
does,
council. And we had made nicknames up for everybody. You were like smiley guy, Roger was like cranky guy, you know, because we didn't know who you guys were.
So who did you guys predict was going to get voted off?
We thought it was going to be probably Daniel or Ryan, because we saw them, like, you know, Daniel was talking all that smack at the challenge, and we didn't think you guys seemed into that. And then we saw them, you know, ethically failing at the balance beam. So unless something crazy happened, we knew it probably had to be one of those two.
The men are all very sweaty at tribal council. It's very
I mean, was it the simply the balance beam thing that screwed these guys in, or was there more to it?
No, that Roger just did not like these guys from even before he went to the challenge. He didn't like that, you know, they were off doing their own thing. They didn't like, you know, Roger's used to people, you know, doing what he wants them to do. And, like, I think I did a good job of, like, okay, Roger, what do you need me to do next? What do you want me to work on? So he wanted to keep around people who were not going off and marching to the beat of their own drummer. And those guys definitely, from the second we got there, they're both doing God knows what the whole time. They're wandering off. They got their own ideas, and they're horsing around, and Roger does not care for that.
Yeah, basically you had to make Roger feel that he was special and he was the boss.
But really, they're not really well-liked by anybody in the group. Like, Alex doesn't really like either of these guys. Butch is, like, kind of indifferent. Dave really hates Daniel.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think anybody liked them. But what was the reason? Was it just because they found them lazy and annoying?
Well, they were kind of... They didn't do anything. They were kind of... They were just... They were, like, we were all, like, working hard. And I feel like they were all doing God knows what.
So, yeah. So, it was that they were kind of, like, lazy.
Whoa. That ski hat is badass.
Yeah, I don't know.
The quarterback doesn't screw the cheerleaders at halftime.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
It's like in tribal council, you guys are still talking about booty.
Alex likes Shauna too.
Yeah, we know. Well, we know where that, you know, we know that went.
Yes. And I voted for Heidi. I voted for Heidi. I
remember. You definitely had the mucho crush on Heidi.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't think it was funny that you know, Ryan's like, oh, let me tell you about this guy. This guy loves Heidi. But it really, yeah, a lot of it was. Believe it or not, like, this was a strategy. Like, It was strategy in that in a group of men, if you're in a group of guys, the easiest way to bond with other guys is to start talking about girls and start talking about who's hot. And so, I mean, if
there
you
wasn't
saw
a
me,
little bit of truth to it at all.
No, there was. I thought Heidi was hot from the time I got to the island. But if this was not Survivor, I would not be talking as much about that in a different setting. If that makes sense.
No, yeah, you have to really adapt to your group and try and find ways to fit in.
I love Ryan's confessional there. Don't hunt what you can't kill.
I don't remember some of these things that people say. It's just ridiculous. Look at the way Butch is walking. It's like he's going to like execution.
Everybody is so self-important with their voting confessionals.
It's like everyone plans these one-liners.
Yeah, don't hunt what you can't
kill. Although, I don't know, Casey Kasem, I think you might take the cake.
I didn't like the way it reflected on the team.
He takes it so seriously.
Dave is very, he's all business, Dave Johnson.
Yeah, like he was really offended.
Don't mess with our integrity, Dan. That's it.
Nope. Can't do that.
One time, by accident, I called Dan Dave. He got so... or Dave Dan. He got so pissed. He was like, don't ever, ever say that ever again. Like, all right, I'm sorry. But D&D, I apologize. All right, let's look at these votes here. First vote, Ryan. Uh-oh. What does Ryan have, dog tags?
Yeah, like could he ever pack it in any military?
Did he serve?
Like, uh-oh. He couldn't even make it through basic training camp.
Oh, a three-way action here. Roger looks concerned.
Go figure, all three of them.
Right, that was my vote.
I mean,
it's not
surprising. I know you wrote in all capitals.
Right, I write all caps. I'm yelling.
But you didn't want anybody to recognize your handwriting, right?
Well, I don't think anybody knew my handwriting from there. Nobody's ever seen me write. I felt like that they would show my votes the most if I wrote like in big, thick letters.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted my vote to be what they held up at the end. I said that's all. I'm going to write in the biggest bold letters. Yeah, but in this case, they did not. They did not catch on to my handwriting. Oh, I'm very shocked.
Oh, wow. Look at Ryan. He really was shocked, right?
Yeah. So I'm sorry, Ryan. But I had to do what was best for me.
No, that was a smart choice. I mean...
Yeah, how far am I going in the game in an alliance with Ryan and Daniel Lou and Matthew?
Once the women got to the tribe, he would have thrown all of you guys under the bus.
Yeah.
He would have. 100%.
Trying to pick up babes.
So, that was the best decision you could have made.
Probably. All right.
A little confident? He always says that. The first vote is always a clusterfuck.
Yes, it definitely is. All right, so this is the end. This is the end of episode one of the Amazon. So do we get sneak previews for the next episode on this or no? Let's see how this goes.
I would hope so.
We'll see.
That's like the best part.
We'll see. Oh, stay tuned for next Survivor. All right, so here's what's going to be coming up in episode two.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, this is stupid rain. But
oh, the rain. Oh,
it does suck to be outside, but it didn't last for that long, that rainstorm.
This was awful.
Yes.
Awful.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the granola gate.
Here it comes.
I have a lot to say about that.
All right, so let's hear Ryan's final words.
Ugh, do we have to?
Yeah. He got what he expected. What did Ryan learn about himself in 3 days? It was a great journey.
He's such a liar.
Beep. We'll see you around soon. Still beautiful.
Oh, God bless. Oh, come on.
All right, so that's the end of Amazon episode number one. And this was a lot of fun. And so, Jenna, are you excited about moving on going forward?
Yes, especially because I have a lot to say about certain things coming up, stuff that, you know, people don't know, especially about Granola Gate.
Yeah. All right, so what this is going to be, if you are listening to this as a preview edition of the commentary and you want to continue on with Jenna and I for 12 more episodes and the reunion show, what you're going to want to do is go to robhasawebsite.com/commentary. That's where you can sign up to hear the rest of these episodes. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm going to have a lot of fun recording it. I know Jenna is too. So go to robhasawebsite.com/commentary if you want to continue onward with us. And if you've already ordered the whole season, then let's go right ahead. Let's jump into episode 2.
Ow!
Yeah, all right. So we're going to sign off here on episode 1 and come right back to you with episode 2 of Survivor the Amazon.